message, you ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process, what could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass, there's lots you can do. You wanna learn something, then watch how I move. But they don't wanna do shit. They wanna be spoon-fed like a little baby. That shit is crazy, boy. Change up your mindset. I get 3 days worth of work done in just one. 7-2-7 mindset is the hustle for us. You get it?
Hey, I'm Alex Corona.
And I'm Jamie Burks.
Today we wanted to talk to you about what a lot of you might heard, the deal between the National Association of Realtors and house sellers. It's a significant settlement in a lawsuit regarding how commissions are paid in our real estate industry. The day after it was announced, I had a buyer call me asking to see one of the houses we have for sale. She said she had a realtor, but he told her he was no longer gonna help her because he was not gonna get paid. So he said, go find your own home, start calling around, start calling listing agents, and have them show you the home because they're no longer gonna be paying me, so I'm gonna go find a new job. What do you think about that, Jane?
No bueno.
He could not have been more wrong.
Terribly wrong.
You gotta get yourself very well educated on what's going on, and most importantly, it hasn't even gone 100% through. You know, we showed her the house, and guess what happened? She bought it. You know, we're gonna go through a more detailed explanation of what happened so that way you guys can understand what this deal was between the Association of Realtors and the lawsuit that was filed against them. So it was several large real estate brokerage firms. The sellers argued that the rules set by the NAR regarding commission payments effectively forced them to pay the buyer's agent commission, thus inflating the overall cost and making them pay more for that home. They believed that this practice was unfair, and wanted to see changes happen, and the only way to do it was through legal action. The settlement was to resolve the lawsuit without going to trial. The NAR agreed to settle that involves two key components. One was the financial compensation. The NAR and the co-defendant real estate firms agreed to pay a substantial sum of money, lots of money, millions of dollars, to a class of plaintiffs. This class includes many sellers who paid a commission to list their homes on the MLS, which is the Multiple Listing Services, which are databases of homes for sale used by real estate agents across the country. Policy changes is number two. More importantly, the settlement includes proposed changes to NAR policies regarding how commissions are handled. These changes are aimed at increasing transparency and possibly allowing more flexibility in how commissions are negotiated. What it means, Jane, what does it mean?
Well, for sellers, the settlement could lead to more transparency in how real estate commissions are structured. It might also give sellers more leeway to negotiate commission rates based both on their agents and their buyer's agents. For buyers, while the lawsuit directly involves seller paid commissions, the outcome could have broader implications for the market by potentially lowering their transaction costs.
Or maybe cost them a little bit more money. Next steps, the settlement agreement is not yet final. It must be approved, this is what I was talking about, by a judge, which is a standard procedure for such settlements. There has not been a judge to sign off on it yet. The court's approval would ensure that the terms are fair and reasonable to all parties involved. Implications for the industry. This settlement could be a catalyst for further changes in the real estate industry, especially regarding how agents are compensated and how the traditional model of buying and selling homes operates. It puts spotlights and transparency and fairness of real estate transactions, possibly leading to more competitive practices in the future. What summary do you have for them, Jane?
The deal between the NAR and house sellers represents a moment in addressing longstanding concerns about real estate commission structures. It definitely highlights the importance of transparency and the fairness in the housing market, potentially setting the stage for further industry reforms. You absolutely have to do a great job in order to get paid.
We're gonna explain this so even a five-year-old can understand this. I myself, when I first heard this, I was a little bit confused and I had to do my research and come up with a game plan. So suppose a big group of house sellers was unhappy with people who help sell houses, us, because they thought they had to pay too much money for help. They were so unhappy that they said they might take the helpers, us, to a place where adults go to solve big problems called court. The big group of house selling helpers called the National Association of Realtors, that's who we belong to, didn't want to go to court. they would rather settle. So they decided to make a deal. They said they would give money, lots of money, millions of dollars to the house sellers so they wouldn't be unhappy anymore. We want to make them happy so they continue to sell their houses and use our services. They also said they would change some rules about how they get paid for helping to sell houses so people could choose if they want to use their help or not. They are now waiting for another adult, call the judge, to say okay to their deal. If the judge says okay, they will follow through with giving that big old chunk of money and changing the rules. Here are a few things we as realtors can do to make sure you give our clients value. That's the most important part, and show them the most incredible real estate experience they've ever received. As a buyer's agent in the real estate industry, you wanna ensure you get paid for your services, involving clear communication, legal arguments, and demonstrating your value to the buyer. Here are some steps you could take.
Educate yourself and your clients. Buyers often are not fully aware of how real estate transactions actually work, including the fact that buyer's agents are typically compensated through the sale proceeds. Explain to them how the industry operates, the value you bring to their home buying process and experience, and why it's standard for the buyer's agent to be compensated.
Now, be honest, would you guys go to work and not get paid? Would you guys want to do all this service and not get compensated?
No.
So you want to have a service agreement. Use a buyer's exclusive buyer's agreement or something similar that clearly has your scope of services, the duties to the buyer, and the terms of your compensation. This agreement should detail how you will be paid, whether it's through the seller's proceeds, directly from the buyer, a combination of the both. This contract establishes a formal relationship between you and your client, underscoring the seriousness and professionalism of your services.
It's okay to negotiate your commission. In some markets or situations, buyer's agents might need to negotiate their commission directly with the buyer, especially if your seller's offer of compensation to the buyer is low or doesn't exist at all. This negotiation should be part of your initial discussions and included in your service agreement to avoid any surprises.
As long as it's down on paper, it's like I tell Jamie all the time, if it's not written down, it doesn't even exist.
So yep.
You want to definitely demonstrate your value. Providing exceptional service can justify your commission. We have a team of specialists ready to serve our clients at the highest level. We have transaction coordinators for buyers, a negotiator on our team, in-house financing, off-market properties, exclusively for our clients. We have affiliate partnerships with over 60 different real estate services. We do thorough market analysis, buying listings that match our buyers' wants and needs, do a very thorough buyer's consultation, and most importantly, a house that fits our client's budget. We train on all kinds of negotiating skills and how to handle paperwork and guiding them through inspections, different financing, meeting all timelines, and the closing process. Your expertise should make the buying process smoother and help them secure the best deal possible.
Communication must be transparent. Keep your clients informed about every step of the buying process, including any situations where your commission may be impacted. Transparency builds trust and can make your clients more willing to ensure you are fairly compensated for your efforts and all your work.
Jamie is our negotiator, so she can go over some negotiations.
And I will be tough. So be tough during your negotiations. In a changing real estate market, which I've been through many, be prepared to negotiate your commission, particularly with buyers who are also facing their own financial considerations. Be clear about what services you provide and the value of these services so that buyers understand what they're paying for, and most importantly, they're comfortable.
What about legal ethical standards?
Always adhere to your local real estate laws and ethical standards set by the NAR, National Association of Realtors, or your local real estate board. Ask questions if you don't know what's going on. It's better to do that than give wrong answers. This only ensures you're operating within legal boundaries and builds a reputation as a trustworthy professional and broker.
You know, by taking these steps, you'll be setting a solid foundation for not only ensuring you're compensated for your hard work, but also building long-term relationships with your clients, which can lead to referrals and repeat business. This is nothing new to us. We have over 1,200 five-star reviews on Google to prove we mean business and are out here to make our clients our number one priority. If you don't know how to explain this to your clients, please get knowledgeable, get educated about it. Don't try to explain something that you don't know anything about, because I guarantee you will lose your client. It's better to say, I don't know. I have no problem telling my clients I don't know, and then I go find Jamie for the answer. If you have any questions or you just want to talk about real estate, you can find me on the web at coronarealtygrouping.com. You can find me on any social media platform like Facebook. You can DM me, or feel free to even call my cell phone at 708-925-2352. Or Jamie, how can we find you?
708-259-6242.
You can also find her on Facebook or any social media platform, Jamie Burks. DM her if you'd like. Thank you guys. Have a great day. And again, please educate yourself, get knowledgeable about this subject, because if you don't, you're going to have to find a new job.
See you next time.
This is the 727 Podcast, Comcast.
Comcast.
We'll see you soon.
You ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass.